Welcome to Torah Timacha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, Parshas Ekev, we read from Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Yud Dalet, to Perek Nun Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, 49 verse 14 to 51 verse 3. And this is the second of the Shiva Tenechemta, of the 7 weeks of comfort. The first pasuk of our Haftorah hits us hard because these words that Hashem records as being cried out by Yerushalayim feel so real, so true to the way we sometimes feel. Vatomer Tzion azavani Hashem, vaHashem shechechani. Tzion cries out, Hashem, you have abandoned me. My Lord has forgotten me. And the truth is, one of the first steps of real comfort is the feeling of being heard and understood. In the opening words of our Haftorah, Yeshayahu gives us exactly that. He does not rush to correct us or to tell us not to feel this way. Instead, he puts our pain into words. He names the ache of galus exactly as we feel it. Before there is reassurance, before there is hope, there is this. Someone sitting beside us in the darkness, saying, I hear you. I know this is how you're feeling. But after this acknowledgement, I know how you feel, the Navi shows us just how wrong we are. Would a mother forget her infant, the baby of her womb? Conjuring up the most loving of relationships, Hashem tells us, and my love for you is even greater. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are before me always. And if you want to know why this happened, why the destruction came, Yeshayahu tells us it came from you. But now, Tzion, you beautiful city of Yerushalayim. Verse 18. Si'i saviv einayich uri'i kulam nikbitzu baulach. Chai ani ne'om Hashem, ki kulam ka'adi selbashi, usakashrim kakala. Lift up your eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to you. By my life, says Hashem, you shall surely clothe yourself with them all as with an ornament, and gorge yourself with them like a bride. Malbim explains the ruins of Jerusalem, barren and empty now, will be filled with her children again, and it will be as if she is clothed. And as real as the first line of the Haftorah felt, perhaps these promises feel equally impossible. But here is something beautiful. The language here echoes last week's Haftarah, when we were told, Su'u marom einechem, lift your eyes upward to the heavens to witness the miracle of creation, the vastness of the universe. And now, Tzion is told to look around in the same language to witness a miracle no less great, the return of her children. And not just from one road, from all directions. Look all around you. These ruins will be rebuilt and filled with children until the returnees themselves will say, move over, it's too crowded here. And you know what Tzion will say in her heart in verse 21? Mi alad li es ele, va'ani shechula, v'galmuda, gola, v'sura, v'ele, mi gidel hein. Ani nisharti levadi, Ela eifohem. Who gave birth to all these? I was bereaved and barren, exiled and rejected. Who raised them? I was left alone. Where did all these children come from? The Malbim says Tzion will be asking three questions. Who gave birth to all these children? During the long and painful exile, the Jewish people are shrinking. And suddenly, at the Geula, there will be multitudes? Where did all these kids come from? And number two, even if they were born, who raised them? One of the greatest miracles in history is that we are still here, still Jewish. The Malbim says it's not just our numbers that will shock Yerushalayim, it's that we're still Jewish. And where have they all come from? Ultimately, we will all return home. Yerushalayim will be so overcome, so overjoyed that the impossible happened. We made it. And if these questions feel familiar to us, if we have ever wondered the same, perhaps it's validating to know that Yerushalayim herself will ask them. It will seem impossible to her as well. And the answer Hashem gives is breathtaking. Hinei asal goyim yadi ve'alamim arim nisi, ve'hiviu banayach b'chotzen uv'nosayach al katev tinasena, ve'hayu melachim omnayach v'sarusehen menikosayach. I will raise my hands to the nation, lift my banner to the peoples, and they will carry your sons in their arms and your daughters on their shoulders. Kings will be your foster fathers and queens your nursing mothers. It's a stunning prophecy. The image of kings and leaders of the world gently leading and guiding us home to Yerushalayim is deeply comforting. But there's something else hinted here. We in Galus, feeling so forgotten, so rejected, so abandoned, will be shocked and amazed when the time to come home arrives. Because it will mean that we were never actually forgotten. Hashem had a plan all along. And that will teach us something else. The very Galus that we thought was harming us and destroying us will be revealed as having been our nursemaids, raising us. This exquisite comfort changes everything. In that beautiful time, may it come speedily in our days, we will feel Hashem's closeness and we will know that we were never forsaken. We will realize that not for one second in this long, painful galus were we truly forgotten. Even in exile, Hashem was carrying out his plan to bring us home. The pain of exile was not happenstance. You want to know who raised your children, Sion? Galus raised your children. And that just as Mitzrayim was a Kor HaBarzel, a purifying furnace, so too is Galus. Ultimately, Hashem had a plan this whole time. The Haftorah then moves on to chapter 50. And circles back to confront the false narrative head on. You think I rejected you? You think I left you? Hashem asks. Where is the divorce document I allegedly gave your mother? Who are these creditors to whom I supposedly sold you? They don't exist. There was no sale, no divorce. Your sins are what removed you from me. Your sins are what caused your mother to be sent away. Hashem is saying, I did not forget you. I did not reject you. You left me. And then comes the heartbreaking next pasuk. Why is it that I came and there was no man? I called and there was no answer. How poignant to picture Hashem running towards us, calling out to us, only to find silence, deaf ears, hearts that have stopped listening for the sound of the shofar, for the call of redemption. Hashem reminds us, my children, this is not me abandoning you. It is you who feel too far away to return. But I am calling you. All you need to do is come. And just in case we doubt his ability, he asks, do you think I'm not strong enough? I split the sea for you. I fought your battles in the days of Egypt. Do you remember when I turned the sky black in Egypt's downfall? I can do all of this again. And it's not just me that is capable of miracles, Hashem says. Don't you know who you are? Your whole story is a miracle. As the Haftarah reaches its conclusion in chapter 51, Hashem calls us to remember our roots and the miraculous beginnings of our people. Listen to me, you who follow righteousness, you who remember me in my ways. Look to the rock with which you were cut and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham, your father, and Sarah, who bore you. For I called him alone and blessed him and multiplied him. Yeshayahu Perek 51 verses 1 and 2. Do you realize who you come from? Abraham and Sarah, two people whose journey was filled with impossibilities and miraculous dreams. Sarah laughed when she heard she would have a child in her old age, and Abraham dreamed of a future so unlikely it seemed beyond hope. And yet, from their miraculous birthings, an entire nation was born. This teaches us something profound about our own identity. As impossible as it feels sometimes, as distant or unbelievable as it may seem, our redemption is no less miraculous than the birth of Yitzchak. In fact, we weren't even supposed to be here. Just as Abraham and Sarah's dreams felt embarrassing and improbable, so too our return feels beyond reason, but it will happen, just as Hashem promised. Many of our Mefarshim, like that Barbanella and Malbim, see another layer here. In this Pasuk, the Navi speaks specifically to Rodfei Tzedek Mevakshei Hashem, those who pursue justice and seek Hashem. This group can feel so lonely and so helpless. We are so few and far between. And sometimes, dare we say it, the thought creeps in. Do our efforts even count? If so many around us seem to be letting go of strength and goodness, why keep trying? To this brave group of strivers, Hashem sends a special message of encouragement. Don't forget who you come from. You are the spiritual children of Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu. They stood alone in a world that rejected their values. They stood alone and they did not give up. They did not give in. Slowly, their words penetrated the hearts of their neighbors and countrymen. They taught monotheism to an ignorant world. They persevered. And when I look at you, Hashem says, I see you as cut from the same rock. I see you as carrying the banner of Abraham. And remember, he was one. When I called him, he was one man. So don't give up. He was enough, and you are enough. And this section closes with the most beautiful promise. Ki nicham Hashem Tzion, nicham kol chorvoseha, v'yasem midbara ke'eden, v'arvasa ke'gan Hashem, sason v'simcha imatzei ba, toda v'kol zimra. For Hashem will comfort Tzion, he will comfort all her ruins. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of Hashem. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of song. Listen, the voice of the Navi still calls. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah who bore you. Remember the barren tent that became a nation, the empty sky that filled with stars. Remember that you were never meant to exist. And yet here you are. If he could bring life to a womb that was closed, can he not bring light to a world that feels so dark? Just as Abraham and Sarah were the most unlikely beginning of a nation, we, their children, are the most unlikely survivors of history. Our presence here, our keeping of Shabbos, our teaching Torah to our children, none of this should have been possible, not by the rules of the world. And yet, here we are. The Geula may feel as distant as the dreams of our first parents, but we are their children. We carry their faith. We inherit their impossible promise. So when Hashem says, I did not reject you, you left me, he's not accusing, he's inviting. He's saying, come home. So we step into this week of Nechama. Let us walk with ears tuned to his voice, with hearts soft enough to be moved, with eyes open to notice even the smallest hints of redemption around us. For the one who split the sea, turned the sky black, and brought life to barren hearts, he is already calling. We need only to answer. So let us walk with their courage. Let us lift our eyes from the dust and see the horizon. for the same God who whispered to Abraham and Sarah still whispered to us, I have comforted you, I will yet comfort you, and your joy will be forever. We began this Haftorah hearing Tzion cry out, Hashem has abandoned me, Hashem has forgotten me. And now we end with Hashem himself saying, I have comforted you, your joy will be forever. Between those two voices lies the entire journey of Nechama, from feeling unseen to knowing we were never alone. So this week, when the voice inside us says, Hashem has forgotten me, may we hear the echo of the Navi's answer, look to the rock from which you were hewn. Thank you for learning together.